This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
I feel like I want to mention this every day. Currently, until something changes, Clint, Tyler, the people, welcome into The Drive.
What if I told you?
Well, I like that. What if I told you that the starting offensive line for the Houston Texans is at left tackle, Titus Howell. At left guard, the Duke Blue Devil, Lakin Tomlinson. At center, the fighting Sean Pendergast, Jarrett Patterson. At right guard, old Juice Scruggs.
Oh, my God.
And at right tackle, another fighting Sean Pendergast, Blake Fisher. That is the Texans starting offensive line. I feel like there is need to make mention of that on a daily basis until that changes, Clint, because I just refuse, as I said yesterday, to believe that this will be the lineup, but It is as of right now. I know there is the draft, but it feels like even if it just comes from the draft, that is still a bit shaky, Clint. And I look at this group right here, and I think about everything that C.J. Stroud went through last year and how a lot of what he went through last year, Clint, affected his game and affected his step back, as we talked about. This group of five, if it does not work, that's the kind of stuff that gets people losing jobs. Like we saw what got Bobby Slowick his job lost. This is the type of thing, if it doesn't work, because this is directly tied to the person you're going to have to give big, big money to, and the person that your organization is hoping can be the big reason why you make it to a place they've never been. This is kind of this group of five, that's the kind of thing that gets people losing their jobs.
Yeah, I think there's layers here for me, Ron. This is one, I said it last week. I think if this is the offensive line that that Nick Cassero and D'Amico Ryans start the season with in front of C.J. Stroud, I think it's borderline criminal to the young quarterback. I think the words ring hollow of Coach D'Amico Ryans, really, and everybody, Nick and all everybody involved, that says we've got to fix this protection from the inside out. When I look at offensive linemen, what do you like about offensive linemen, Coach? Well, I look at their ability to pass protect. Like, everything that this organization has said they were going to do, everything that this organization should do, and everything that is going to allow them to give C.J. Stroud the best chance to be the best version of C.J. Stroud, they have not done up front. They ship out Laremy Tunsil. And my mind and my thought is, okay, you ship out Laremy Tunsil to fix the interior offensive line, to free up money to fix the interior offensive line, to change the culture and dynamic, if you will, in the O-line. I don't care what any of them say, by the way. I don't care if it's Laremy. I know he talked. I don't care if it's Nick and D'Amico. I don't care if it's other offensive linemen. The whole pitch about, oh, well, it was a money play. Y'all can miss me with that, right? The reality of it is they needed to change this thing drastically. You free up the money with Laremy. It's the only way getting rid of Laremy Tunsil makes sense. And I'm the first one that told you, like, hey, I think you got to get out of the Laremy Tunsil business. Like, I don't. Getting rid of Laremy Tunsil, the only way it makes sense is, hey, I got a guy that I got two tackles that I believe can play. I just hired an offensive coordinator that can help those two tackles if they do on the weekends when we're playing teams at the edge are too much and we need a little help. I got that figured out, and I freed up some money to take care of the interior offensive line. And this is what you do. None of it makes sense. If this is the quarter, if this is the offensive line you put in front of C.J. Stroud, none of it is even fair to C.J. Stroud if this is the offensive line you start the season with.
It just can't be.
Agreed.
Agreed. It just can't be. And just as I said before, I believe that they are going to make more changes than I think some people want to believe. And they did. Hell, I got up out of here. Shaq Mason's gone. Kenyon Greenan got traded. And Laremy Tunsil bounced up out of here. And to me, the whole focus of everything is you talked about. The whole point you made was, it's criminal to who?
CJ.
The whole focus and conversation was about, we got to protect our quarterback. Mm-hmm. We got to protect our quarterback. And the only thing that scares me, Clint, is I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that in their minds they think with Nick Caley's offense and with our new O-line coach who we feel good about, that those things will take us from being as poor as we were last year and fix things to this year. That's the thing that makes me nervous, because I do think Tomlinson is an improvement over any of the guards they had last year, but it's not like they brought in like what the Bears did and brought in Joe Tooney. Like it's not like that. Like, I mean, he's better, but I mean, but Clint, what he got? He got $4 million. I mean, that kind of shows you a little bit of what he is, right? He got $4 million. So, but I do think he is better. But I am not taking it off the table that in their mindset, Clint, that they view it is more of a, if we can coach him better and scheme him better, then they will be able to hold it. And as we just look up at the screen, breaking news, Garrett Bradbury agrees to a 2-year deal with the Patriots. He was a center. What did he go? He get 3.8 guaranteed, up to $12 million.
2-year deal
is worth in a 2-year deal. Now listen, I don't know that he would have been a great fix either. He's kind of struggled a bit with Minnesota as well. But it's just another option that is potentially off the board. But That I don't think that'll be the case. I've got to believe they are not sitting here saying Juice Scruggs and Jarrett Patterson were like they're going to be on the interior. I don't think that is going to be the case, but I wouldn't be surprised if their thought process is, this is our five, and if we could coach them up better, that will fix the issues that we had last year. And I don't know that I love that thought process, but I don't take that off the board, though.
There ain't no way.
There's no way? How do we reverse course like this? I think I was the one that was saying stuff like this to you.
No, D'Amico watched the same stuff we watched last year. Nick watched the same stuff we watched last year. There's no way. There's no level of impressiveness that Nick Caley can bring to the game for you to think this offensive line and his presence minus Laremy Tunsil is going to be that much of an improvement. It don't make football sense. Look, I mean, I'm not saying that they may not do it and end up with this offensive line, but you can't tell me they ain't losing sleep over it. You can't tell me right now that D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are tucked in nice and tight and comfortable in bed every night with this offensive line. You just can't tell me. You can't tell me. There's no way. On God's green earth, that they're sleeping good at night with thinking this is the best they can do with the offensive line.
No, I don't think they're sleeping good at night. But clearly,
I mean, look, I think it's easy.
Clearly, Clint, they chose this above going outside and getting some of the.
Well, yeah, but two things can be true. Two things can be true. I mean, they can. D'Amico Ryans can say, "Damn it, I'm gonna spend all the money and make all the right decisions and keep guys and have me a defense that I can just lock guys down, and we're gonna see if we can't piece this offensive thing together."
Ooh.
What? How else do you look at what?
In front of CJ.
With the exception of CJ Stroud, with the exception of paying CJ Stroud, Nico Collins early, and Joe Mixon, what else have they done offensively?
They gave Christian Kirk $16 million.
We don't know what the hell that's going to look like. I mean, it didn't do anything for Jacksonville when he was their second best guy.
Duval. I mean,
we're going to task our offense and CJ Stroud to do more with less. Even because here's the deal. This offensive line will be better. Even this offensive line, they will be better than last year. But last year, we're talking about one of the highest paid and one of the worst performing offensive lines in all of the NFL, right? This offensive line, assuming they can communicate, assuming that Cole Popovich is a tad bit better and can keep the dynamic in the room, assuming Nick Caley can keep Dalton Schultz from having to block true defense edge rushers in this league, they're going to be better. But I don't think that better gets you there. Like I don't think that being slightly better on the offensive side of the football on the offensive line, I don't think that gets you there.
I
don't care how good the defense is in Houston, I think it's going to be really good with D'Amico Ryans. This football team is only going as far as CJ Stroud takes
it. I'm just basing, okay, even off of what you just said there, I'm basing this off of what they said. We can't have our quarterback getting hit like that. We can't have our guy. We cannot. D'Amico said that right of the year ended. Clint, I can't look at this group and say to myself, this group will be one that prevents CJ from running all over the place again.
Agreed.
Especially then when you slide in Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
And Stover and Brevin Jordan, if he gets used more. Like, I look at the Titus Howard, Tomlinson, Patterson, Scruggs, Blake Fisher. I don't look at that group and get a sense to say, even if you're saying slightly better, that this is a group that will prevent C.J. Stroud from taking the level of hits that they talked about they don't want.
Well, now I think the level of hits can be better fairly easily. Like I think if CJ plays a different brand of football from week 1 to week 17, where he's getting the football out, he is protecting the offensive line. I think they will be better. Nick Caley will be better. CJ Stroud will be better. But it does nothing for you when you're opposite Lamar Jackson. It does nothing for you when you're opposite Pat Mahomes. It does nothing for you when you're opposite Josh Allen, when you're opposite Joe Burrow. It does nothing for you in those circumstances. Are you better, let's say, 12 or 13 of the 17 games out of the year? Sure. But when in the moments where you need your O-line to hold up just a little bit longer, when you need CJ to be able to hold the football a little bit longer, these guys – particularly the interior, and Blake Fisher. Titus Howard, I probably got more confidence in Titus than I should at left tackle, but but the other four, like, I don't think you're going to be able to hold the football, even in one-on-one situations, not even pressure situations. I don't think you're going to be able to hold the football. So, yeah.
But you think this offensive line will be better next year?
I think if the overall offense, C.J. Stroud and Nick Caley, I think if they play a brand of football that is designed, play called, and executed to protect the offensive line, I think their numbers will be significantly better than last year. But I think it's fool's gold. I don't think that you look up when you got playoff caliber teams opposite you and you were in that much better form. Are you overall in a better position where C.J. Stroud's not getting hit as much and you're not breaking sack records and all this kind of stuff? Yes. But are these guys right here going to be the difference makers and are going to be an improvement over what you had last year when you got Kansas City's defense over there and their defensive play caller over there dialing up heat? When you've got Minnesota, their defense over there dialing up heat the way that they did last year, you're still going to struggle against better teams that'll bring pressure, and these guys aren't going to stop the bleed.
Yeah. Someone text in, who out there is going to bring some optimism to this take? I told you off the top, the optimism for this, for me, is that this can't be the finished product. That's the optimism to me. Because this is, I don't know what to bring you to. Because someone, Champ Slice said, are we having Patterson and Scruggs battling out for center? No, I think right now both of them on the field. One at center, one at guard. This is not, to me, what you think, knocking the door down, not an optimistic view of an offensive line.
Let me, I had to look this up. Optimism. Hopefulness and confidence about the future or the successful outcome of something. You watched this organization spend as much, if not more, money than anybody and draft capital on the offensive line, and it was one of the worst in the league. Now they've gotten rid of the one of the best pass protectors in the game, recouped a bunch of money, spent that money elsewhere, brought in a bunch of bargain guys on the offensive line, shuffled the deck a little bit of guys that struggled last year. Where in the hell do you find optimism in that? They brought in the assistant offensive line coach for one of the worst offensive lines in the league last year. Where do you find optimism in that? They brought in a tight end coach that's never called plays. How can you be hopeful and confident to any degree that's going to, like, the history, the moves that were made on the offensive side of the football by Nick Caserio going into last year? How do you want somebody? You want somebody to sit here and lie to you about being confident? It's just, it may work out, guys. It may work out. I hope it does. But the reality of it is, bringing optimism to every Texans conversation is exhausting. There's no optimism to it. You still don't have number two wide receiver. You still ain't got a backup running back that brings anything to the table. That's not my opinion. That's the team's opinion. They wouldn't put Damian Pierce on the field last year. You had Dare Ogunbowale as your third down back. He's a special team. He's a $2 million a year guy. Special teams guy. I mean, what do you want?
I like Christian Kirk as a number two receiver. But coming up. Mel Kiper Jr. puts out his latest Mach 3 draft. If you haven't heard where the Texans are going, this would be an interesting selection. And we know of some of the quarterbacks, but this damn Jackson Dart rise, this is big time. He wasn't even a first rounder a month ago. And now wait till you hear where Mel has him. We'll discuss that coming up.
The Houston Texans are on the clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
You know, there are some dreams I have, like run a 40 under 5.
Oh, you got sweet feet, bro. You can do that.
What'd you just say?
You can give me a 4.9.
Like,
Wait, who?
Tyler, it's not like...
You think you can,
that's
too?
Not a... That's
oh,
not,
I got a 4.7.
That's not a
when,
nice...
In 98?
That's not a nice friend thing to do. There's never been a time in my life I can go...
I'm trying to build 40. Up.
No, it's not building up. Like I can't, and I never have been able to run a 40 under 5. I said dreams. I said it myself. Oh, you don't okay, have to.
You know I said he's I've a got, dreamer.
There's some dreams. I wish I could run, like the feeling of just getting out there and seeing 4-something pop up. The feeling of like being able to dunk, which these are things.
Now that one I can relate to.
Like on a goal. Like
I can't anymore.
A 10 foot.
Yeah, like just, a, like just come around and just.
Just with ease.
Right?
Up there. Yeah.
Like,
it,
yeah. There's some dreams, right? To do.
Put them on somebody's back.
Yeah,
back
like
their neck.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, hey, you know, just some dreams. Another one, man, secretly, that you know, like things that you know you're never going to be able to do. I wish I could participate in a mariachi band like the one we were just hearing. I wish I had that in my bag. There is not one place in the band. That I can have. Not any of the instruments, not any of the singing. I wish I had some of that in me.
It is a really cool get up, a really cool vibe.
I could do and the I, outfit. I could I don't even know if I pull that off.
Well, here's the thing is I think when you look like I wonder, I've never done the research. I feel like in order to do that, you have to come up in it.
I know it. Yep.
Like that ain't something you just one day at 22 decide. Hey, I'm musically inclined. I can play a couple instruments. Let me jump into that. I think
you say your mind to.
I feel like to do it authentically, you got to come up with it.
It is true.
No, my daughter's never going to play for the Texans. No matter how much she puts her mind to it, she's not going to.
I mean, it's realistic.
Makes a good point.
That any of us, if we put our minds to it, we could be in a mariachi band.
I don't know.
No, I know. You're right.
Have you ever seen a mariachi man with a Caucasian or an African-American man in it? Just generally speaking, have you ever seen one of those? I don't know if we can pull it off. Like, I mean, like, let's start there.
Besides Jack Black as
Nacho Libre. Let's start with the very obvious,
like,
okay?
At that point, I don't even think they call it a mariachi band anymore. I think they call it a band.
Jack Black did it in Nacho Libre.
Like he said. I don't know the rules.
At the party.
The mariachi rules, but I think part of it is
I just when you watch
some level of Latin descent.
When you go out there and you see them, they seem to be making people so happy.
No question.
I light up around them every damn time,
all the time.
I see even a mariachi band, I start smiling.
I'm gonna tell you, even when they put you on the spot and they come to your table in a restaurant, it still makes you smile. It ain't like you know when some people bring like a somebody tells them it's your birthday and the waiters and waitresses come over there and surround your table and make a bunch of noise. That has borderline pissed me off a time or two.
Has it?
Mariachi has never. I mean that you can't help but smile on that. Now maybe it's the margaritas, but
tequila.
Yeah, like whenever like we're at NRG and then those fellas come out in them red get-ups.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't help it. Like, I have been stopped before going back to go get my prime rib. Stopped in my tracks. About to go get a nice thing of prime rib stopped in my tracks. To finish that off. And every time, John Lopez is right there to tell me, best thing they do here in NRG. I do. Tyler, you're not. I don't think you got it either.
Los Texans.
Oh, man. Like, I don't even want a singing part. If I could just get in the outfit and just.
Let's start with getting the outfit. Get in the outfit and just stand at the end over there. Give it a little step. Like,
we have our idea for this next Halloween party.
There a tambourine in there?
I'll be an alternate, just like just in case.
An alternate.
The guy sitting over on the sofa just in case somebody goes down.
With an ankle or anything. Like
is there a tambourine in a mariachi? I feel like there should be. I think you can do that, Ron.
I learned how to play the tambourine at Baytown Christian Academy.
Did you
go to BCA?
I did. For a little bit.
Man. I'll be dang.
Math and Jesus.
I just want to
I didn't know that.
See the instruments.
I mean, I knew Mm-hmm. I knew Jesus was good at math, but I didn't know what you. I didn't know
till about third grade.
Till about third grade. Well,
we had tambourine class, and then the recorder.
All right. Well, I promise you this time, I'll tell you who Mel Kiper has the Texans taken at pick 25, and I'll be honest with you, I don't love it at all, but I guess it makes sense. We'll discuss that coming up.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
According to the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, Paul Wall's son is in a mariachi band. I would like to see the proof of that.
What a diverse family.
What a damn reaction.
What? I mean, that is a lot of culture in that old Wall family.
And he's, by the way, as a side note, now we'll get to Mel Kiper. Man, Paul's really aging, isn't he? I mean, yeah. he's gracefully, but.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And I'm with him because I refuse. I'm going to be that person. I'm not going to dye anything. Whenever the gray comes, I'm just going to let it roll in the way that Paul does. But it, like you look at Paul, you're like, damn, man, Paul is aging.
Yeah.
The same guy sitting sideways.
Old Paul is seasoned.
And I'm one of them. There's a lot of people in this city and in this state, man, that Paul Wall aging is it really brings you back. I mean, it brings you, not what am I looking for? It really kicks you into reality. Like,
yeah.
Man. Like, you're like, damn, how old am I?
I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, that, if Paul's great,
he looks
good.
He looks good.
Yeah, right, he does, yes.
You know what else Paul Wall does really well?
Raps.
Well, that, okay. We all understand that. Would you?
What else?
The lowest hanging fruit of low hanging fruit.
I hate like getting answers right, man.
I hate when people.
I'm addicted to being right.
Answer rhetorical questions.
Sorry. Tell me what else the Iceman is great at.
The only thing is, I wish you would have kept throwing more at cutting, cooking, doing grills,
swanging.
Swanging. Picking out colors,
flossing out on them roads.
He's aged his I don't want to say accent. What is it? His slang. His what word am I looking for?
Like, his
vernacular.
Yeah, all of that. Whatever word we're looking for that encapsulates all that.
His dictation.
It is a much like if you pictured back in the day, like Paul Wall, older, a little bit more in the business side of things, and making a business out of his rap game. This is what you get.
That's not the Paul Wall we got anymore.
Right. Correct. That one in the middle may be right there. That one may be.
That one right there. Yeah, that's Paul now, man.
Boy, that beard's gray, ain't it?
And it's gray. He is.
I see you, Paul.
I don't give a damn. I don't. Yeah, go ahead, man. Do your thing, man. I appreciate it, man. I like the thought. All right. Before I do get to where Mel Kiper has the Texans going at the 25th pick right now. The early part of his draft, he's got three quarterbacks in that top 10. Cam Ward going one to Tennessee in the division. I think there's more traction to that. At first, it felt like that pick could be, with the right price, something that Tennessee would give up. But I, the more you hear is they're really starting to like Cam Ward. Then he has Shedeur Sanders. Who Clint, by the way, Mel went off on a tangent today about why he believes Shedeur Sanders is the best quarterback in the draft and has thought it for a while. Everybody talks about what he can't do, but the things that he can do. And now the rise is Jackson Dart from Ole Miss, a player you could not have been more against potentially being a top 10 pick of. Hell, I think all the way up until maybe a couple months ago. But Jackson Dart going nine to Kellen Moore and the Saints. I know we'll get to the Texans, but that Jackson Dart, man, I don't know. Maybe I need to watch more of Jackson Dart. That feels like a mistake. Jackson Dart at nine feels like a mistake, because I still, instead of the top 10 quarterbacks, still, like, those are guys that you feel like he doesn't feel anywhere. And I was not big on J.J. McCarthy coming out, but he feels like lower than that.
He can't play dead in a horror movie.
Right now. So that to me is interesting at 9 in the top 10, Jackson.
Yeah, look, I mean, the Jackson Dart thing is I mean, I was completely wrong. I mean, at the moment, I don't feel like I was wrong. It was, I mean, 2 years ago, I saw him play at Arkansas in person. I'm like, there's no way. This kid is even in today, he's not a good enough athlete to be as undersized and less wow factor with his arm. He was more of just a backyard baller that was tough, that was, you know, could get it done with his legs at that level when need be. The arm was enough, but everything was still very difficult for him. Where I was wrong was I should have let him develop, should have let him mature some, because there's no doubt about it. Watching him this year, he's significantly better. Now, he's still, and you got to take this however you will, because this guy was a top 10 pick as well, but he's more Baker Mayfield than he is, you know, the Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, you know, C.J. Stroud. You know, he's more of that than he is the surefire, bigger-bodied, better athlete guy. But what I think we've seen is we've seen him develop, obviously, and we've seen him play in an electric system that creates all kind of opportunities for the quarterback. That's not going to be there at the NFL level. But there appears to be an intangible to him that I think teams are really falling in love with.
That's got to be what it is, right?
Yeah, there seems to be like that Baker Mayfield moxie that I can rally the troops and everybody likes me. Every room I walk into, everybody gravitates to me. And that seems like what's moving the needle more than anything for right now. When we're talking about first rounder up to top 10 pick, I'm with you. I don't – Jackson Dart top 10 still the same – right after I say I was wrong about him being a first round pick, I wouldn't have had him in the first round after I watched him. Now I would have him in the first round. I just – top 10 is a big stretch.
I don't get Will Levis vibes. I'm not.
No, I agree.
I don't get that. But I just, when I watch him, I just don't like 9 is franchise. That's franchise. Like we gotta you're the guy.
Yeah.
That's potential. Like, hey man, we're riding or dying, man. We might get fired. Which.
Yeah.
Right. Like, so I don't. Well, I don't. Yeah. That feels
rich. But I don't know, man. The Kellen Moore was an undersized quarterback that won a lot of games and put up big numbers.
You think they're impressed by where he came from too? Like,
oh yeah, with Kiffin,
who's coaching the league.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I do think that there are the development's impressive from, again, 2 years, even from last year to this season. The development's impressive. I think the overall package is what's impressing people. I just don't think it's top 10. I think.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I think that's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, and I think also you just have to remember, like, much at a much higher clip right now, what kids are running in college, they're running at the NFL.
Yeah,
much more.
And Kellen Moore's offense is gonna he showed Kellen. I was not a Kellen Moore head coach guy either. I mean, hell, I wasn't a Kellen Moore offensive coordinator guy. I don't like the bombs away, super aggressive, stretching the field. Damn sure, I mean, like it pays dividends in the box score, but it's hard to win that way against like talent or against elite talent. Kellen Moore showed this year, in my opinion, the biggest thing this year for Kellen Moore was the way he managed Jalen Hurts and tilted his offense towards Jalen Hurts and obviously Saquon Barkley instead of being this vertical attack that's constantly pushing the ball down the field. He showed his flexibility or his versatility, if you will. So maybe he can do some. Maybe Jackson Dart is the guy, and they can do some stuff. I don't see him taking a quarterback like Jackson Dart with that offense. I think Jackson Dart's a guy that can go late first round and enter the game in the right situation with the right supporting cast and ball out. I don't see him as a guy that's gonna pull an organization up out of dysfunction.
Yeah, I don't get the sense of that. That either. As I said, that was the top 10. He has the Texans, and I've started to see this name a little bit more, going after number 25, Josh Simmons, offensive tackle, Ohio State. And the tackle thing is interesting because obviously they traded Tunsil, but they just drafted a tackle in the second round last year, and then they have Titus Howard there, right? And I just, that one doesn't make a lot of sense unless Titus Howard's going to go somewhere and play guard. That doesn't make a lot of sense. You're not going to have a first-round pick not start, right? I would imagine on the offensive line. You're
well,
not going to have that.
Now you're getting into, more, which is not a stretch. It's more of like, all right, Nick and D'Amico finna piece this thing together. We're going to draft a tackle. Cool, draft a tackle. But now, what does that mean? That means you got to shift Titus Howard. You're paying him too much damn money to do it, but then you're going to shift Titus Howard back into guard. And now you've got a nice little competition at the guard position, but is it really an upgrade at either guard position when you can end up with Juice and Titus? Right? A guy that should have been your right tackle and a guy that you chose to start Shaq Mason, 2 months ago in the playoffs against. You know, so... It's still not the upgrade that that, you know, one would think the Texans were going to make after what happened last year and after what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio and Nick Kalen, everybody said after the season, between after the season and now. So I don't know, man. That is, I said it last week, Ron. I don't think they're a draft pick and I don't think they're a draft pick away. Like I don't care where. I don't care if it's a guard. I don't care if it's a center. I don't care if I don't think you're a draft pick away from making the improvement on the offensive line that you need to make given what we watched last year.
No, I'm with you. Even if it's one of the top guards, or even if
like,
it's...
we're talking Super Bowl here.
Well, I thought it was at least AFC Championship game. Is that knocking down the door? I thought it was the next step.
Yeah,
like I'm with you. I don't think it'd be a tackle. That'd be real interesting. Like the game plan would be, all right, man, we're gonna bounce Tunzel out, then we're gonna get this tackle we really like. So we're gonna put them in there at the tackles. Our highest paid guy, we're gonna play at one of the guard spots. Could be the thing. I'm not certain that that's it. All right, what you got coming up at the four?
Well, it's a good one, y'all. We've got. We got some folks returning to Earth. We got a big time birthday, and we got the guy that I believe is the single individual that can make this Astros fan base stand up at any given moment. We're gonna get to see him today in some live action. We'll tell you how long that's gonna last. We'll cuss and discuss that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.